to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge. Amen. Still continue our great ayat about the biggest questions which a lot of Muslims ask about it. Do the dead people in their grave, they hear and they feel about us when we go and making dua or visit the cemetery? Do they hear your dua? Do they hear your speaking? That is a question. Yesterday we took the first opinion of the ulama, and when we cleared it yesterday, that's a big number of ulama, and this is the majority of the scholars. They prove that the people in the grave, they could hear, they could listen to you, and we give you a lot of evidence. And the evidence, many, many evidence, yesterday we cleared it, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So their opinions to support the here in the grave came through the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he spoke to the dead people in the Battle of Badr. Abu Jahl, Umayyah, Utbah, Uqba ibn Rabi', and he spoke with them one by one. And when Umar asked him, "Do they hear you, Ya Rasulullah? Do they listen to us?" He said, "I swear Allah hold my soul in his hand, you are not hearing me more than them or better than them." Wow. So we proved it yesterday, and many, many ayat when we said yesterday that the Prophet ﷺ also in Sahih Muslim, he said every dead person, he will hear the footsteps of the last one who leave the cemetery or the grave. He will hear the footsteps. This is the time the judgment in the grave will start. And also we proved it yesterday that the Prophet teach us when you enter the cemetery, and he used to enter the cemetery, Salamu alaykum dara qawmin mu'mineen. He gives salam to the people in the grave. He's not going to speak to himself. He's not going to talk to himself. And who is this? This is the messenger of the Ummah. So that means actually we understood from this hadith that why you giving salam? You giving salam to someone, he doesn't hear you. So also we put that. And we have a hadith of Abu Huraira and so from Rasulullah ﷺ when he used to enter the cemetery, and we make it dua. So he cleared it and he confirmed that yes, he could hear you. We hear a lot of this stuff, but we have to protect ourselves from the shirk. Shirk meaning the only accepted in Islam to go and make dua. Ud'u li akhikum. Make dua for your brother and sister. He did not say to ask them. There's a lot of Muslim group, they went to the grave and they asked the Imam, Mullah, one of the companions, ask them for help. This is shirk. It's not accepted in Islam. You cannot call them. And personally, as I told you, I personally, when I took my son with me to visit a big mosque in Egypt, in a mosque called Al Hussein, and I found people, they enter a room, they make a ra'ah with chandelier, green lights, and so, and put like a lot of perfume. And I found, wallahi, people go and make tawaf around the Kaaba for Al Hussein. And as you know, Al Hussein is not there. We know that. Being killed in Karbala in Iraq, who bring Al Hussein to Egypt? Never done. But the people died of group of Shia, call it Al-Fatimiyun. Fatimiyun, related to the name of Fatima radiallahu anha arda, the daughter of the Prophet. They named themselves Fatimiyun. They enter Egypt for more than 100 years ago, and they create all of this propaganda. Al-Hussein is there, and I saw a woman that day, I never forget. She hold the fence of the grave, of this grave which they created there, and she asked, wallahi, she said, Ya Hussein, answer me. I need your help. My husband, he divorced me. Please bring my husband back. Allah, what Al Hussein can do for you? What does Rasulullah can do for you? He died. He cannot answer you. He cannot help you. He died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all. That is the aqeedah for the Muslim. That is the truth for the Muslim. Because the problem for the Muslim community, they grow up according to the culture. Or a local imam who never studied the Sharia. Alhamdulillah, Allah choose most of us to get education, to be educated. Never listen for these people, and subhanallah, and you will damage your deen. They have a lot of shirk. The most problem for the Muslim ummah, they fail in shirk, wa li'auzu billah. The Prophet ﷺ, when he took Ibn Abbas with him, and who's Ibn Abbas? The best scholar ever in Islam. Ya bunay, iza sa'alt, fas'alillah. You don't need turjuman. You don't need Sheikh Mustafa or Sheikh Abdullah. Sheikh Abdullah, please make dua. Sheikh Ali, please make dua for me, for Allah. Cannot. Iza sa'alt, there is no any turjuman or any interpretation between you and Allah. Right away. Huh? Raise your hand and say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And I remember when I told you in my class, he's here, a man, he was in a desert, he has a tent. And the Prophet ﷺ and the number of the Sahaba, they pass by. Do you have a drink, Ya Am? Ya Butar? Yes. Rasulullah, marhaban, welcome. And he gave him water and all the Sahaba. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, astaghfirullah, it's not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is one of the Khalifa al-Ma'mun, Al-Walid ibn Abdul Malik, the one who renovated the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a Khalifa, that's not the Prophet, astaghfirullah. Then, you ask him, if you need something, come one day to Medina, you will find me in masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man, a wind came and took his tent out. He lost everything. So he said, let me go and ask help from the Khalifa. So he went and he asked, where is the Khalifa? He said, the Khalifa is not like us today. He sit in the mansion. Khalifa used to give the khutbah. Khalifa used to give lecture and teach the people. SubhanAllah, they know the Islam. They fear Allah. And he's rich. But look what happened. Said, you see, the first man who sit in the first row, that is the Khalifa. Go and ask him. So the man, he came and he sat down behind the Khalifa. He prayed after him, behind him, and then he saw the Khalifa. He raised his hand.
Ya Allah.
He raised his hand to Allah. Then when he saw the Khalifa raise his hand, he quit and escaped. The two guards, they watch him. They scare. Maybe he's gonna do something for the Khalifa. They watch him. So when the man intended to leave, he said, where are you going? Why you didn't ask the Khalifa? Why you didn't ask? He said, wallahi, I came here, I thought the Khalifa is rich, but I found him is poor like me. He raised his hand to Allah. So I said, why I ask him? I will raise my hand to Allah. Finished. That is the aqeedah for the Muslim. That is the إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. And if you would depend and trust on who? In Allah, not your boss. His boss is not able even to provide himself. He need a promotion like you. He's not able. Little flu, it will make him stay crying in the bed all the time. Shifa from Allah. Protection from Allah. Provision from Allah. Therefore, my dear brothers, we are the ummah of tawakkul. Tawakkul is mean totally, completely, 100%. You put your depend and the trust on Allah only alone, and to avoid the shirk. You don't ask the people in the grave. That is the biggest problem. Come back to our ayat. Yesterday we give two ayah from Surah An-Naml and from Surah Fatir. Both of these two ayah showing clearly that you cannot ask, or you cannot, the people in the grave, they cannot hear you. Again, because I'm going around these two ayat. Because we prove the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the people in the grave, and that is the majority of the ulama, they say generally, people in the grave, they hear you. They feel about you, but they cannot answer you. That's from a hadith. But we have a problem now with tafsir al-Quran. We have these two problems. How we clear it? The ilm will be easy for those whom Allah opened for them the ilm, and they are willing to learn and not to argue, not to challenge. Let's we see the first ayah from Surah An-Naml. Allah, He said in Surah An-Naml, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنك لا تسمع الموت ولا تسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ولوا مدبرين. That is the ayah. It clear it. They cannot hear you. Translation, verily, you cannot make the dead to hear. Allah said that in the Quran. That is the Quran. Is there anybody can correct the Quran? طيب, number two. Nor can you make the deaf to hear the call. And then when they flee, turning their back, they close their ear. They don't want to hear the zikr. They don't want to hear the Quran. That is a kuffar. That is believer. They don't want to hear. Allah guide whom He will. Some people, you meet them in your life and you explain about Islam and this. Oh yes, this is very interesting. We have Islam. Can you help me? Can you give me the Quran? Can you give me the Prophet Muhammad? Allah guide them step by step to open their heart to hear. In the other way, you stay years for a disbeliever. Here is the Quran. No. I don't want to hear. No. Close. Because seal summun bukumun umyun fahum la yarji'un. Allah said that in Surah Al-Baqarah. Sum. It means they are deaf. Bukumun, mute. Umyun, blind. Some ask a question here today. Somebody is alive. Somebody is alive. He has a ruh inside his heart. Time. But some mute, he cannot. Deaf, mute, blind. If this person, how is this person gonna hear you? How are you gonna see you? Never. He's like, he's alive, but he's dead. Same thing with the people in a grave. They are not live anymore. So Allah tried to make comparison and connection between those who are blind, sealed in the heart, blind. They cannot hear totally. They are disconnected from the way of Allah Ta'ala. His example, like the one who are in the grave. No difference between both of them. Because he has an eye to see, but he's blind. He doesn't see the truth. He has an ear to hear, but he cannot hear the truth. And also, he exactly his tongue cannot even say, because he's a mute. He saw the truth, but he doesn't support it. He doesn't follow it. His example will be the one on the grave. Both of them are the same. But second ayah from Surah Fatir. Ayah number 22. Allah says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشرك وما يستوي الأحياء ولا الأموات. You cannot make equal between the living and the dead. Totally they are different. Verily Allah make whom He will to hear. Who make the people to hear? Allah تبارك وتعالى. Nobody else. Don't think I am the one who guide this person to Islam. Allah, you don't do anything. Prophet ﷺ stood the most beloved one to him, his uncle Abu Talib. Say it by your tongue. Right. Say it by your tongue only. Yeah. Give me power in the day of the judgment to intercede for you. To say, Ya Allah, he said, La ilaha illallah, only by your tongue. Don't say it from your heart. But Abu Jahl and all of the disbelievers, you want to die in the deen of Muhammad, you leave the deen of your father and grandfather, and he repeated, the Prophet he tried, he repeated, Abu Jahl he tried, until Abu Talib what? Yes. Die in what?
Mushrik.
I meet some brother Muslim, he told me, Abu Talib the uncle, radiyallahu anhu, ya akhi, arhamuk Allah, he's the uncle of the Prophet, Allah he will never, he would, ya akhi, the Prophet he saw him in Mi'raj. He saw his uncle in Mi'raj. And he said, I saw my uncle Abu Talib. He saw him. Inna akhaffa an-nasi 'azaban yawm al-qiyamah 'ammi Abu Talib. The most one who received punishment, less punishment in the day of the judgment, my uncle Abu Talib. That is from Allah, because he used to protect the Prophet from the kuffar. And then after that, what did you see him, Rasulullah? How you see him? He said, I found him stood on the two only charcoal from Jahannam, from the hellfire. He stood only two pieces, only two pieces. And I saw the blood boiling in his veins until reach his brain. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, may Allah save us.
Ameen.
May Allah save us from this.
Ameen.
May Allah save all the Muslims from the hellfire.
Inna
adab rabbika la shadid.
Ameen.
The severe punishment of your Lord are very, very, very. May Allah save us from the hellfire.
Ameen.
So that is his uncle Abu Talib. So now, before we go for the tafsir, let's we take and we agree about something here, very important. Very important. Don't ever take tafsir al-Quran, you read the ayat, and you give yourself interpretation or your own understanding. Don't ever do that. من فسر القرآن بهوى فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. Whoever make interpretation and tafsir of Al-Quran according to his own desire, he disbelieve what Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He are not. So you need who?
Tafsir
come from who? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Sahaba, the ulama. And then if you don't find the ulama, the ulama of Islam. That is, I give you example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشر الرجيم من الشيطان الرجيم الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. Allah says in the Quran, الذين آمنوا, who? Those who what?
Believe.
وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمِ. And they don't mix their iman with ظُلْم. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those they will receive full security, tranquility from Allah, and they are the most guided. The Sahaba, when they received this ayah, they were scared and trembled. They ran to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, who is amongst us doesn't commit sins? Sins is what? Is zulm or not zulm? Sins is zulm, right? Sins is you transgressed your own self. So the Sahaba, because Allah said, those who believe and they don't mix with their iman, zulm, sins. He said, who is amongst us doesn't commit sins, ya Rasulullah? Kullu ibn Adam khata. Every son of Adam commit what?
Sins.
Sins. Don't tell me I don't commit sins. I mean, wallahi, brother told me I never commit sins. I told him, you are a liar. You are a liar. All of us, we committing sins. So this ayah bothered the Sahaba. They keep to Rasulullah, who's amongst us? We are a believer, ya Rasulullah. We are a believer. But who's amongst us doesn't commit sins? And this is zulm, this is oppressor, oppressions. This is transgressions against our sin, ourselves. So because those who doesn't mix, if you understand from outer, in general meaning, those who believe and they don't mix their sin, their iman with sins, those will deserve security, safety from Allah, and those who are guided. That means none one of us include these people. Is that right or not? But the Prophet ﷺ, he has to correct it. الذين آمنوا, those who believe, ولم يلبسوا, and they don't mix with their iman, ظلم. ظلم here is shirk, is not a sin. So if you take in the ayah from outer, those who believe and they don't mix with their iman, sins, those people, they deserve security and safety, and they will be safe in the day of the judgment, and they are guided. But it's not a sin. قال ليس هذا هو الظلم الذي تعتقدون فيه. This is not the ظلم which you believe is the sins. No, ظلم here to the ayah, those who believe and they don't mix their iman with shirk, those iman. So this is shirk. So the Prophet, he need to help us. Other way, all of us will be in trouble today if we take the ayah from outer. Your iman mixed with sins, Allahu Akbar, all of us Look at the summer. Summer is coming. When you walk in the street, people, Allah knows what is this summer will keep safe for us or keep for us. Every year we have a tishkali, different fashion. Different fashion. Until the Prophet ﷺ say, يَأْتِ زَمَانٌ عَلَى أُمَّتِي. My ummah will face a time. أَنْ يُجَامِعَ الرَّجُلَ الْمَرْأَةَ فِي قَارِعَةِ الطَّرِيقِ. When you see in the street, in a public place, the man will commit zina openly in the middle of the road. And it's preparation now. In the subway, a mujahid, when I came, saw two people. The man, he from the first station until the last station, kissing the woman, I miss you, subhanAllah. You sleep with her the whole night. But in the publicly, in the front of the people, kissing her from the first station to the last station, that is preparation. It's coming. May Allah save us.
Amen.
And save all our children.
Amen.
So, that is a second ayah from the book of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, he says also in the Quran, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حتى يأتيك اليقين. And worship your Lord until يقين. What's يقين is?
That
is the correct. But يقين for all of us in the Arabic language is totally different meaning. يقين meaning when you reach the truth. There is two things in Islam in Arabic language: doubt and يقين. شك يقين. Doubt, if you are not sure it's true or not true. But يقين, it is true, fact and truth. So Allah, he said, worship your Lord until you reach the يقين. يقين here in the Arabic language, according to those who are Arabic, and Sheikh Abdullah, he knows, those who speak Arabic, يقين, it's mean when you reach the truth. That's why the Sufis, some of the tribe of the Sufis, they took this ayah, he said, worship until you reach al-yaqeen. What's al-yaqeen? I meet someone in Ramadan, come pray the Taraweeh. Taraweeh was us here. Said, I don't pray. Said, what? You are a Muslim? Said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, we are a Muslim. So come to pray Taraweeh with us. You don't fast? He said, I don't fast. Said, what happened is, who you belong to? He said, I belong to a group, call it the group of the secret of the Lord. Said, SubhanAllah. Secret of the Lord. The Lord has secrets. He said, yes. You must be a member with us for 2 years in order to give you the secret. I said, what is the secret? Because I get tired from praying, my brother. Help me. I get tired from fasting, my brother. Can you tell me the secret word in order to demolish everything in Islam and I will be saved? He said, no, you have to be a member with us. I keep with him for 2 years. And he told me, you know what is the secret is? I said, he said in Surah Al-Baqarah, when you reach certain knowledge, al-yaqeen, you don't need actually to practice, to pray, to fast, to pay zakah, so and so, because you reach the top of the ilm, of the knowledge. Wallahi, you are a liar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never claimed. Musa alayhi salam, when the children of Israel, they ask him, who's the most to be knowledgeable in the whole entire world? He said, what? I. Allah punished Musa. Yeah. You know what? He let him walk and his child for 48, almost like 2 days, lost in the desert. And he lost where is the Khidr is, alayhi salam. He lost him because he said, I am. He go around himself. He lost. Though when he met Khidr, alayhi salam, and Al-Khidr first listens to Musa. Musa is a Nabi, but he took a lesson from Al-Khidr. He found a bird fly, and the bird pick up one single drop of water from the river, and he flee, and he dropped the water, the single drop of water, over the curve of the ship. You told him, did you see a Musa? He said, what? He said, this is the knowledge, my knowledge and your knowledge, and knowledge from all mankind, from Adam to the last day in this life, equal to this drop of water, equal to the river. The river is the ilm of Allah. وَمَا أُتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. You receive nothing from the knowledge except what? Little. If you claim you are knowledgeable, that means you are ignorant. I love you, my brother. If you claim you are knowledgeable, you know the Quran, you know the Hadith, you know the fatwa, you are ignorant. No knowledge. So we have to deal with the tafsir al-Quran. And inshallah, if you need to know the rest, you have to see me, inshallah ta'ala, next week. Sheikh Abdullah's class tomorrow, inshallah. And maybe I'm not going to be with you tomorrow, but inshallah, see you Friday. But Monday, we continue our classes. This is only just the beginning. We still we have a lot to study from ayat of the Book of Allah. Fadal, Sheikh.
My understanding that our prophet is here and also he know our parallel to this other thing that also may be clear that our prophet, if you go there like Hussein, the lady say, Ya Hussein, that is shirk. And if I go to the Medina Munawwara, I say Assalamu alaikum Rasulullah wa Rasul here and also know who we are. So it can that
we love you, my brother. We discussed about this yesterday. There is a hadith yesterday we discussed it. Yeah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever send salam for me in my grave when you visit the Medina, Allah will send my ruh to answer the people. We spoke about this yesterday. Jazakallah for reminding us. Yes, the Prophet, he will answer you, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we wish to see you, inshaAllah, again, Sheikh, inshaAllah, barakallah fi. We miss you, inshaAllah ta'ala, barakallah fi.
How many days?
We have like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And Sheikh Abdullah, inshaAllah, is giving Thursday, inshaAllah, his class, inshaAllah ta'ala, barakallah fi. May Allah ta'ala bless everyone of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save all of us from ignorance. اللهم تقبل منا واقبل منا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى أزدنا علما ولا تنقصنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من المرض والفقر والجهل. اللهم يا رب تب علينا وتب على التائبين. لا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. واغفر لنا بالأعمال الصالحات أعمالنا. توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم قل تب على كل يا ربي مذنب وعاصي. اللهم يا ربي احمينا من أولى من شات الإنس والجن. نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم تقبل منا يا رب العالمين. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.